Welcome back to the Guiding Goose podcast. I'm your host, Kaylin, and I want to thank you for inviting me along on your spiritual journey. Today, I'm going to lead you through a guided meditation to help you let go of your ego. So let's start by finding a quiet place, somewhere with few distractions. I want you to put yourself in a comfortable position. Doesn't matter if you are seated or lying down, whatever feels best for you, your body, and your soul. Go ahead and slowly close your eyes and allow the tension in your body to melt away. Starting at the crown of your head, slowly scan down your body for any reluctant tension you may be holding on to and release it. Paying close attention to your jaw, your shoulders, your fingers, your hips, knees, and your feet. Now that you're relaxed, let's take a moment to breathe in deeply. With every breath in, we are taking in gratitude, trust, and abundance. With every breath out, we are releasing scarcity, fear, and any other lower dimensional energies that are of the ego. The first step to quieting our ego is to familiarize ourselves with what the ego is. Getting to know our ego is the best way to take back control of our thoughts and emotions. As humans, we have two separate consciousnesses. Our conscious mind, otherwise known as the ego, and our subconscious mind, otherwise known as our soul. Our soul is our truth. Our souls are all-knowing, and our souls believe deeply in our highest potential. On the other hand, we have our ego. Our ego is driven by scarcity and fear, and is limited by our human experiences. However, the soul has no limits, because our souls are not limited by our physical beings. The one thing you must understand, though, is that both the ego and the soul always have your best interest in mind. But the course of action is never the same. The soul is encouraging and empowering, where the ego is destructive and self-sabotaging. The soul says to you, you miss 100% of the shots you do not take. But the ego says to you, yes, that may be true, but we also cannot miss any shots if we simply do not take them. You can see how both thought processes have the same intention, but how listening to the ego can be detrimental to our overall growth and potential during this human experience. So how do we quiet the ego in order to better listen to our souls? We already know that the ego breeds from fear and scarcity, and it will present itself in the form of limiting thoughts such as, what if I fail? What if I am not good enough? What if this is a mistake? Any thoughts that present themselves in the form of fear, judgment, or criticism are all product of the ego. However, You can find peace of mind in these lower dimensional thought patterns because we know that the ego does not speak with malintent. So when we have these thoughts, we must address the ego and ask it what its true intention is. For example, let's say that there is something I have been wanting to pursue, but something inside of me has been holding me back. Maybe it's lack of knowledge, lack of resources, or maybe even lack of support. Your conscious mind recognizes all of these points of scarcity and equates these things to the potentiality of failure. So the ego says to you, I know you are afraid of failing, so if we never try, then we can never fail. Acknowledge in that statement that the ego is protecting you, no matter how self-sabotaging it may feel. But now that we know that the ego is simply trying to protect us, we now have the opportunity to address our subconscious and get our soul's perspective. Your soul now says to you, your potential is only limited by that which you say it is. Failure is nothing more than a perceived outcome, and you were not put on this earth to live in scarcity. So now I want you to take a moment and think about what thoughts have been holding you back. What fears do you carry around with you? Maybe fears or scarcity around money, your body, your relationships, or even just life in general. Once you have identified some of these limiting thoughts, I want you to address your ego and ask it what its true intention is. Find out what your ego is trying to protect you from. I want you to take a deep breath in, and on your next exhale, I want you to release any sense of scarcity that is still taking up space in your physical being. Now, I want you to address your soul and ask it what it has to say about your feelings of fear and scarcity. What is your soul's perspective? Anytime you find yourself in a situation where you are overwhelmed with anxiety, fear, or scarcity, I want you to take a deep breath and have a heart-to-heart with your ego and remind it that you are safe, that you are abundant, and that you are in control. Once you're ready to come back, I want you to slowly start to bring your awareness back to your physical surroundings. I want you to slowly wiggle your fingers and your toes. Roll your head from shoulder to shoulder and allow your body to gently awaken. You can stay in this position as long as your body and soul deem necessary. But I want to thank you so much for joining me on this spiritual adventure. I hope you'll join me again next time for another dose of guided mindfulness. Namaste.